Obama, he is the Messiah. If you help him, he's gonna help you. He's gonna put gas in your car and pay your mortgage. Are you better off than you were 8 years ago? Just asking a question. What's up, bitches? Did y'all miss me? I've been busy, man. Fuck you. But it's okay, I'm here now. I'm here, I got my bottle of Funkworks Tropic King Saison. You can scream and shout with all your might. And you can scream and shout and whine and cry and snivel and piss and moan. Dig in your ears and hold on tight. By golly, you can shove your opinions up your ass. Either you are wrong or I am right. But wait. There could be a third possibility. It could be that you're wrong and I'm right. Oh, it could happen. It could happen. It really could happen. It could be as motherfucking certain as the sun rises and sets every day. And I know it's really the sun doesn't really rise and set. It's because the earth is spinning. Go fuck yourself, because I'm the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious Podcast, the weapons platform. I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys, motherfucking destroys, lays the smack down upon candy ass fucking statist all over the place. And if any of you motherfucking statist, you want to get in the ring with the Great One himself, you want to challenge the Great One, you want to say, hey, Great One, I want to fucking argue with you because I think I'm smarter than you are. You want to get in the fucking ring with me? You motherfucking go for it, bitches. Fuck you. Alright, so anyhow, it's been a while since I've done a cast. I did a Anarchy Moment last week, as I've talked about, and I didn't even get around to doing repeats. That's how fucking busy I have been. August is insanely, insanely busy in my world. As my regular listeners know. What the fuck's going on with the computer, Randy? There it is. Alright. Can't get anything to fucking work here. So anyhow, we're finally back. We're doing the podcast. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society. On the internet. On the motherfucking interwebs. Since 1999. Suck a great big dick. Suck a big old dick. I've been on the motherfucking internet. I was blogging before blogging existed. Michael W. Dean of Freedom Fiends tells exactly the same story, because he and I did exactly the same thing. We were both, before blogs existed, when the internet was just HTML pages, you know, he and I both had a site, and there's an HTML page on there, and you would download the HTML page, and we would write the new stuff up at the top and put a date on it, and then re-upload the file. We were blogging before blogging, which I still fucking hate the word blogging. It's retarded. It sounds stupid. It sounds like a cat vomiting. We were vomiting. Michael and I were also vomiting before many of you were unable to stop shitting in your pants. This is true. I've done a lot of vomiting, and I'm pretty sure Michael has done a lot of vomiting in his life too, because he was in a punk band back in the 80s, and he partied like a motherfucker, did a lot of drugs and all this other shit. If you don't know who Michael W. Dean is, freedomfiends.com. He's on the radio. He's on the real radio, not a podcaster. He started as a podcaster. Anyhow, Michael and I were blogging before any of you knew what blogging was, before blogging existed. Michael and I have been on the internet longer than many of you out there have been alive. So go ahead and go fuck yourself. I have been podcasting for almost 11 years. In November, will be 11 motherfucking years of podcasting. So for you douchebags on YouTube whose sole qualification for fucking having an opinion is that you actually just have a YouTube account, don't come to my motherfucking YouTube channel and try to tell me how to motherfucking podcast, okay? If you have a podcast, if you're, I don't know, Michael W. Dean, who's on the motherfucking radio, or if you're Stefan Molyneux, or if you're on Free Talk Live, or if you're Davis Aruni, I can never say his fucking name because I'm retarded, or if you're Aaron Clary, if you're somebody with some motherfucking background in podcasting or in radio Yeah, and you want to give me some advice, that's cool. But for those of you who are just fucking YouTube douchebag, socialist, communist, fucking status motherfuckers, who want to come up with, well, all you did in the first 15 minutes of your podcast is you just ranted and you beat on the table. Yes, this is my motherfucking podcast. If I want to fucking beat on the table and just fucking rant, and I can just say fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 fucky, fucky, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. I don't even know the fuck. This is my fucking podcast. Okay? I know you're a fucking statist. I know you think that you own me and that you're supposed to fucking own everything I do and that I'm supposed to be doing everything in my life to make you happy. But here's a fucking hint. You can't be made happy. That's why you're a statist. Statism, among other things, is rooted in an understanding people have that they are inferior, that they can never be happy. You ever seen a happy statist? It's like the people, who is it? I think it's Aaron Clary who's pointed this out. Have you ever seen a feminist smiling? And of course the answer is no. Feminists don't smile because feminists have nothing to be happy about. They're miserable all the fucking time. I would dare go ahead and just say the same thing about most statists, the hardcore ones anyway. There are people out there who are statists because they don't know any better. But for the most part, you get your hardcore motherfucking statist. What do they have to be happy about? They're fucking victims. Everybody's against them. You know, the evil Republicans are going to cut off all the social security and welfare, and everybody's going to starve to death in the streets. And, oh my God, Donald Trump said something. Oh my God, Donald Trump said something. There's, oh God, I saw a Big Think video from George Tiki Taki. I never know how to pronounce his name. The guy who played Sulu on Star Trek, the original Star Trek series. And I didn't listen to it yet, but they have the transcript in there, and I was able to see just the very beginning. And basically he's whining about Donald Trump's, some opinion Donald Trump has about immigration. And I'm just thinking, how can you fucking statist be so stupid, okay? George, first of all, George is a homosexual, so he hides everything he does behind being a homosexual. But second of all, this is why I fucking despise you people. I read his autobiography. It's a really good book. I suggest you read it if you're interested in autobiographies of actors and if you're interested in Star Trek. And he talked about being put in the Japanese concentration camp by the government. Well, hey, dumbass, it's the Democrats who put you in the concentration camp. There is a Democrat president. You know, Democrats, the same party of your messiah, Hussein Obama. It just amazes me. It doesn't amaze me. You people are fucking stupid. I beat on the table. You don't like it? You have a problem with that? Here's my fucking ball sack. It amazes me how you people can be this fucking stupid. Right? The Democrats were the ones who wanted to keep black people as slaves. Black people just fall all over themselves to suck Democrat cock. Democrats put Japanese people in concentration camps. Faggots like George Tiki, Tiku, Tuku, whatever his name is, Mr. Sulu, just can't stop sucking Democrat cock. Oh, wait, he's a faggot. Oh, God, yes, low blow. Low, going for the low blow. Well, you can't call homosexuals faggot. No, I'm not calling him a faggot because he's a homosexual. I'm calling him a faggot because he's a fucking statist. If you want to be a homosexual who's an anarcho-capitalist, then that's fine. But as long as I have to put up with shit like Mr. Sulu talking about how we should vote Democrat, even though Democrats are the ones who put all the Japanese people in concentration camps, no, dude, you're a faggot. You're a coward. You're a sissy. You're a faggot. You're an idiot. You're a statist. Go fuck yourself. All right, hold on. I have to check this message. Yes! From a girl. Sometime before... What, tonight? Oh, man! Here you are, you're live. You are live. Dude, I gotta do a fucking picking up girl report. Damn, tonight? I don't have, before 7, I don't have fucking time for this. Shit. Shitty, fuck. But I really wanna see her. God damn it. See, now these are important things. This is important shit. That's why you're listening to, fuck you. Just, you. For, okay, for the virgin toes out there, see what's happening right now is there's this girl, right? So the girls, those are the ones, they have little bumps on their chest and you're scared of them. There's a girl sending me a text wanting to know if I want to get together with her tonight for a drink or for a cup of coffee, but it has to be soon and I'm really short on time. And see, I really want to go hang out with her because she's cool and she has these little bumps on her chest that are really nice. I know if you're a virgin toe, you've never actually seen those in real life. You've only seen them on the internet. Oh, God. You know, virgin, this is on my list. I have this pile of paper in front of me with all sorts of random notes. This is on my list to talk about how the MGTOW thing, it's, you know, the virgin toes and the feminist are really the same side, or the same side. They're really two sides of the same coin. It's like the same difference between them. All right, hold on. I got to figure out what I'm going to do with this. Dinner, I have to. Get a drink or coffee. Damn it. Fucking chicks. Why you girls have to be so fucking difficult? Shit. Alright. Hey, just fucking deal with it. What time would work for you? Sorry guys, I try to be more entertaining, but see right now. So for those of you who are virgin toes, what's happening right now is that my brain is shutting down a little bit because a lot of the blood that's in circulation is going down into my cock. Now, of course, normally if you're a virgin toe, the only time blood goes into your cock is when you're watching farm animal porn on the internet. So I don't have any farm animal porn. See, I'm sending a text to a girl. So again, the girls, they're the people who have little bumps on their chest. I'm sending a text to the girl and thinking about how much I want to dwarf her. Dwarf, yes. That's the classy way of saying it. How much I want to dwarf her. All right. Let me see what happens here. Time to work for you. God damn it. It's like, fuck. All right. Let me just fucking send this and see what happens. All right, and then I got more work-related shit. All right, done with email for now until she sends me another text. Okay. That's what you tuned in for here, is listening to me send texts to girls. That and, of course, the table banging and the bad language. What the fuck was I talking about before I get distracted by pussy? So, for the virgin toes, see, pussy is the reproductive organs that girls have between their legs, okay? Now, girls, those are the people who have the little bumps on their chest, because I know you don't know that. All right, where do I want to start with? Let me start with this. I don't even know what this is. Do I care about that? I don't even care about that. Speaking of virgin toes, all right, so since we're doing virgin toes, let's do virgin toes. Oh, by the way, I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were interviewing a guy who arranges conferences and stuff like that. And the person who arranges these conferences, part of his job is getting speakers to be at the conferences and bringing them in. And he made a comment that it is difficult to find good female speakers. And the first thing I thought is that, well, dude, speakers don't have gender. I mean, speakers come in like highs and lows, you have basses and you have fills and stuff like that, but there's no such thing as a male or female speaker. Then, of course, you know, all puns aside, I thought to myself, well, yeah, that's because what are women going to talk about other than kitchen? And half the women I know don't know how to use a fucking kitchen anyway because they eat at restaurants all the goddamn time. And so, yeah, it's hard to find good female speakers because, you know, women have such wonderful speaking skills, right? Women are such good communicators, and women are so strong and independent. And since there's all these strong, independent, intelligent, educated women out there who can do anything a man can do, not only can they do anything a man can do, but they can do it better, and they have superior communication skills, why, isn't it odd that it's difficult to find interesting and talented female speakers for your events? Gosh, isn't that interesting? All right, what else is on this motherfucking thing here? All right, none of that I care about. We're done. Done with that sheet of paper. All right, let's see. Oh, speaking of girls, here's another reason. Let's continue the litany of why women shouldn't be in the workplace. So anyhow, I have this other chick I know. She's a cool chick and everything like that. And she's telling me she's looking for a job. And I was like, hey, you know, I can hook you up. I can know some people. They need some help. It's your area of expertise. Be a good fit. Yada, yada, yada. On and on and on and on. And of course, what happens? I give the people the contact info. I give her the contact info. I say, hey, you guys get in touch with each other. And what does she do? She flakes up. She's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to change my plans. I really don't want to do that. It's like, all right, so then why the fuck did you come to me telling me you want some guidance? You know what I love about women, other than, of course, the little bumps on their chest and the vaginas? You know what I love about you women? The way you make indecision into a fucking virtue, right? You always hear women saying this shit. Well, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, which is another way of saying it's a woman's prerogative to fucking flake out, to backstab, to two-face, to not live up to her promises, to say she's going to do something and not do it, to ask for something, but then when she gets it, not actually use it, so forth and so on. And then you wonder, you femistatist out there, because not all women are like that. We'll come back around to the virgin toes in a minute since I find my notes. You women, you'll wonder why it is men like me don't have any fucking respect for you. You think that the reason I stand here on this podcast and I say things like women should not be in the workplace is because I hate women. Because I hate homosexuals, because I hate black people, because I hate poor people. No, the reason I don't think women should be in the workplace is because you can't do what you say you're going to do the way you said you were going to do it when you said you were going to do it. You say you're going to fucking do something, and then you're gone. You say, oh, this is going to happen. It never happens. Yeah, I know, there are some exceptions. I know, there's like 43 women on the planet Earth who have jobs and can actually follow through on what they say they're going to do. I know about that. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the 3.5 billion women who are completely fucking incompetent. Those are the ones I have the fucking problem with. Those are the ones who shouldn't be in the goddamn workplace. This is why the motherfucking workplace needs to be a meritocracy. Like, maybe, in theory it was one time in the past. I don't think the workplace... Well, I mean, there's workplace meritocracies, and then there's not. I mean, when you get, you go back in the olden days at, say, mom and pop organizations, the workplace may have been a meritocracy, but then again, at a mom and pop organization, you've got plenty of opportunity for nepotism. I don't know if corporations are ever a meritocracy. Maybe at lower levels, but we all know how corporations work. Corporations promote people to the point of incompetence, and after a certain point, the only way you really get into the upper management positions is, of course, by sucking up to the people who are already in the upper management, which is one of the reasons why the corporate jobs ultimately are to be avoided, in my opinion. I think having a corporate job when you start off, making some money that way, getting some experience, using the corporation's resources to start your own business, all that stuff is really good. You should go for that. but clinging to the corporate job as your path to retirement, I think is a bad idea. Among other things, you know, other than just having your soul destroyed and having to put up with the human resources department and being surrounded by idiots, and at some point or another eventually ending up working for people who are vastly intellectually inferior to you. Because if you're listening to this podcast, if you're still here, you're somebody who didn't get all upset because I said the word fuck and called Sulu a faggot and banged on the table. So if you're still here, you're smarter than the average bear, and you're not going to like working for intellectually inferior people, so stay away from the fucking corporation. So anyhow, girls, stop flaking out. If you want to be respected, you want people to think you should be in the workplace, you want to be treated equally, you want to make the same amount of money as a man, even though we know that you do, because all those studies have been debunked. If you want me to stop talking shit about femistatist on this podcast, step number one, stop being so goddamn flaky. Do what you say you're going to do. You want something, when it's offered to you, fucking follow through. Don't fucking flake out all the goddamn time. All right, what's next on this show? By the way, I started to mention I am the great one himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, on the interweb since 1999, podcasting for almost 11 years in the control room over there. Speaking of people who have bumps on their chest, is the lovely and adorable Randy. She does have bumps on her chest. They're pretty cute. And yeah, how's it going, Randy? Thanks. Yes. What is this? All right, that's that. Don't need to do that. And I need to do that. Virgin Toes. Hey, let's talk about Virgin Toes. I found the Virgin Toe notes. The Virgin Toes. I need to drink a beer. Hold on. Virgin Toes. At the end of a cast, I remember I went out on this in sort of a hurry. I was talking about the MGTOW guy who did the videos about the wall, which was really good, and his two videos about not all women are like that, which I explained was very good in presenting a progression of logical thought and the way philosophical reasoning should look. I gave him a little bit of shit, not because I disagree with his conclusions, and if I remember, we all know how that goes. If I remember, I will put those videos in the show notes. If I had a fucking piece of paper to... Ah, fuck, I threw those things away. How am I going to remember what to put in the show notes now? God, I'm a fucking moron. Hang on. All right. Girls, don't be flaky. And what? I'll figure it out later. Okay. I don't disagree with his conclusion, which was to arrive at this thing. Well, when we say all girls are like that, or all women are like that, whatever, all chicks are like that, all bimbos are like that, when they say that, what his point is, we're saying all women have the potential to be like that. And I made the point that, well, yes, all women do have the potential to marry a man and then have sex with another guy and get a divorce and take half of everything he has. Sure. You know, all women do have the potential to whatever, what else is it that they do? Hypergamy, well, same difference, I talked about it. But I mean, yeah, all women have the potential to do all of these things that the MGTOW and the Virgin Toes complain about. Just like all men do have the potential to be a rapist. Just like all Muslims have the potential to chop off heads off of fucking 14-year-old girls because they're not virgins or something. I think they stone them to death if they're not virgins, not cut their heads off. I don't know. But the point is, yes, as humans, all of us have the potential to do a lot of things. So I'm in this sort of gray zone with this whole thing, because when the Virgin Toes and the MGTOWs are like, well, okay, so when people, and you hear me do it all the time, I say, yes, I know that there's 7 women out there who can show up for work on time, but I'm talking about the 99% that can't, right? What I'm saying is that not all women are like that. I'm saying there are some exceptions. And, you know, I'm sorry to fucking disagree, but I think there are some exceptions. I agree, yes, all women have the potential to display all the worst aspects of female behavior. Yes, they do. All men have the potential to display all of the worst aspects of male behavior, right? All men have the potential to be rapists, to be murderers, to, you know, randomly kick puppies on the street, to steal things, to fart in public, right? All men have the potential to do that. All Muslims have the potential to rape 14-year-old girls and then stone them to death for not being virgins. Well, all male Muslims, female Muslims could rape little girls also and throw rocks. It's not that hard. Women are equal to men. Okay, so yes, as humans, we have a lot of potential. You've heard me say on this podcast many, many times that it's not what people think. And ooh, have I got some brilliant... I'm rewatching Babylon 5. This will be the third time I've watched the series all the way through on DVD. And the first time I've watched Babylon 5 since becoming an anarcho-capitalist. I recorded a little clip from Babylon 5 that I am going to play at some point. It's great. Anyway, I forgot where the fuck I was. I got distracted. Babylon 5 and girls, like the two worst things that can distract my brain. But yes, watching Babylon 5 with a girl, ooh, that would be the best. Well, the second best. That would be my second favorite thing in the universe. Speaking of girls, there is a text from Le Girl. So again, for the virgin toes, the girls have little bumps on their chest. All right. I'm trying to remember where I was. Here, I'll bang on the table while I'm thinking. Okay. I have said it doesn't matter what people think, what they say, what their opinions are, any of that stuff. It only matters what they do. Right? It doesn't matter if there's a person who thinks about putting all the Japanese people into concentration camps. I don't care. You can think about that all day. You can write a newspaper article about it. You can shout it from the rooftops. You can make a website about it. You can do whatever the fuck you want, unless you actually do it. When you actually do it, now you're in a different world. Now you are actually initiating aggression against other people and violating their property ownership. In a way, it's the same thing with this, yes, every woman is like that argument when they say, well, they being the MGTOWs and the virgin toes. And I do want to try to distinguish, because again, it's like I try to be specific. I know I'm not always specific when I say femistatist versus all women. You know, those are groups. And the same thing, MGTOWs and virgin toes. Virgin toes are the ones who are actually virgins, don't know what the fuck they're doing, and are just idiots. Yeah, the MGTOWs, I mean, again, I'm not a MGTOW kind of guy, but I get their point. And the ones who have actually had sex with women and just got tired of the bullshit and are actually men going their own way. See, that's a whole different thing. So I'm gonna try to distinguish those. The MGTOW / virgin toe argument that yes, all women are like that, for me sort of works in, I analyze it much the same way. Yes, all women have the potential to display the worst female behavior possible. But until they do, you can give them some fucking leeway and some benefit of the doubt. So again, just like men, all men have the potential to be rapist. Every white person has the potential, male or female, every white person has the potential to take a gun and shoot a black person for no reason other than being black. Every single white person has that potential. Every black person, male or female, has the potential to shoot a white person for no reason other than being white. Okay? Yes, humans have potential. But it doesn't fucking matter about your potential. What matters is what you do with it. And that's where the line should be drawn. And this is why I compared. So then, the difference here is that the serious, the actual men going their own way, have got some kind of experience. She's thinking six, okay? Sorry, I'm talking to a girl. Again, the girls, I know you're tired of hearing this, but for the virgin toes, I know you need reinforcement because you're kind of slow. The girls are the ones with the bumps on their chest. Hang on. Six, okay? That gives me just barely enough time. Perfect. I love it. See, the great thing, so here's girl hints, because this will bring us back to what I'm about to come to, okay? So for those of you out there who are virgin toes, but would like to break free of the virgin toeness and actually hang out with a girl sometime and, oh, I don't know, maybe even touch one. I mean, you can touch girls without getting cooties. I know that some of the hardcore virgin toes who are like level 73 virgin toes and shit have told you that girls have cooties and you get diseases if you touch them, but that's actually not true. You can get diseases from, there's some of them have disease-ridden coochies. Oh, yes, they do. That's why you gotta sniff it before you go down there. But anyhow, here's a little hint for you. See, so she's gotta be somewhere at 7, but we're gonna meet at 6. See, this is perfect, because there's a deadline, there's a timeline. We can't go on and on and on forever, and she's the one who has to leave, so that means she has to break it up. When you're dealing with chicks, it's always great, especially if you're gonna break up with a girl, always make sure she breaks up with you. Don't break up with her. Because if you break up with her, you're a bad person. But if she breaks up with you, she doesn't want to think she's a bad person. And so she will internalize all of this differently, and she won't hate you. It depends on the very nature of the breakup. But I'm saying casual breakups, she won't hate you as much, and it will leave the door much more open for you to have sex with her friends than if you break up with her. So anyhow, oh, hang on, she just texted me back. Let me see what the fuck she just said. All right, sweet, yes, there we go. Now, this is good. See, she's leaving the location up to me. This is, so also, well, no, I'll do the whole routine on all the chicks I hit on and what I should have done and what I did do and what worked and what didn't work. I'll save all that for another cast. All right, back to virgin toes. All right, look, so it doesn't matter that, well, yes, all the, oh, I banged on the table. Hey, quick, somebody send me a fucking comment and try to tell me how to podcast. It doesn't matter that all women have the potential to display the worst of female behavior. I know that. I have the potential to display the worst of male behavior. Some people would say I am. All humans have the potential to display the worst of human behavior. What matters is, do they display it? And that's why you treat every person on an individualized basis. So as Stefan Molyneux says, and I really like this, I think this articulates it pretty well, and he of course credits this to a college, I think it was a college dorm mate of his or a college friend, who said, when you first meet somebody, you treat them the best that you can. After that, you treat them the way they deserve to be treated. And I'm right there with that. So the thing about the virgin toes that separates them from the MGTOWs, toes, so the men going their own way have actually had experience with women, and they've gotten burned, and they have determined that there are greater priorities in their life than only girls. And I am completely in alignment with that, even though I'm in the middle of this podcast texting a girl and really don't give a fuck whether or not you want to hear it or care or, you know, anything else. I mean, you can seriously, like, if I could shove my mic, if I could shove my dick through the microphone and tell you to suck it, I would do that, because this podcast is not as important as a girl is. I think girls are really fucking important, but they're not the center of my life. And the thing is, it's individual girls as well. You have to learn. So here's the lessons for, all right, let me fucking get my thoughts right. The MGTOWs, these serious men going their own way, who have the experience, who have been there, they maybe got burned, they've moved on, they understand that, hey, girls can still be important, you can still spend time with girls, but the girl is not the center of your life. And that is, and Aaron Clary's talked about this too. I mean, most of what I know about the whole MGTOW movement, I've learned from listening to his analysis and then following some of his links and reading some of the stuff that they've written. Okay, the virgin toes, now for you virgin toes, here's your problem, is that you do not understand that potential does not mean the potential is being acted on. You do not understand this whole part about treating each person individually, but you also don't understand the part about how when a girl does start to dink you over, you just have to next her ass and move on to somebody else. And that's the whole part of not letting them run your life, right? Even though, I mean, I got this girl right now, we're about to go out, I'm still hitting on other chicks. You don't stop, okay? You don't allow this, as it's called in the biz, one-itis, right? Where you meet this one girl and, oh my God, she's the center of your life and everything's about this one girl. And oh, it's this one girl and oh, the one girl. And this one girl, and I'm gonna sit at home and wait for the one girl to call me. No, man, you keep going, okay? Multiple girls, multiple choices, multiple sex partners. Multiple sex partners at the same time. Okay, this is why I likened the virgin toes to the nudge, nudge, wink, wink video by Monty Python, which I linked to in the show notes on that one. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Oh, you like photographs. Does your wife like photographs? You know, blah, 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 blah. So you've been with a woman, right? Well, yeah. Well, what's it like? That's what you virgin toes are like. It's like you don't know anything about women. That's why you're virgin toes. The serious, the actually legitimate men going their own way have experience with women. You as a virgin toe have no fucking experience with a woman at all. And here, let me finally get to the fucking point. Don't fucking tell me how to do it. You're long-winded. Suck a dick. My dick is long too, okay? It's long. Everything on this podcast is long. My fucking wind is long. My hatred for statist is long. My fucking hatred for femistatist is long. My hatred for virgin toes is long. My motherfucking dick, it's long. Ask your fucking girlfriend. Ask, for those of you who are virgin toes, never had a girlfriend, ask your mom or your sister. Okay, it's long. Get over it. That pause was long. Deal with it. Oh, fuck, I need to text her back. Okay, where do we want to meet? Shit. All right, anyway. And what was I? Oh, okay, here's my point. Here's the fucking point. I have a fucking point. I know, you don't believe me. I don't care. Those of you who are virgin toes, I have made this analogy so many times before, that girls are like fire, okay? If you light a candle and you sit the candle next to the curtains and the curtains catch on fire and burn down your house, is it the fault of the fire? Well, no, it isn't. The fire does not have ethical, moral polarity. The fire doesn't think for itself. The fire doesn't make its own decisions. The fire behaves according to physical laws. The fire combusts fuel and it puts out heat and what is this, carbon dioxide? Is it carbon dioxide, Randy? It consumes oxygen, puts out carbon dioxide, and it consumes fuel, puts out heat. It operates according to these physical laws. It doesn't know right from wrong, good from bad. the reason the fire set your curtains on fire, the reason the candle, the reason the flame from the candle set your curtains on fire isn't because fire is bad, okay? It's because you put the candle too close to the curtains. Women work exactly the same way, and this is what the virgin toes don't understand. Virgin toes didn't go, well, women are bad, women are evil. No. As I have argued before, I will argue again, I will continue to argue this. Women do not have ethical polarities. Women are not individually capable of distinguishing right from wrong. Just like men cannot biologically have a baby, we are not equipped for it. Women's brains, and I know you're hating me. I know you're hating me for this. I know you, oh, she's texting me again with options. I know you're hating me for this. But I'm telling you, women cannot determine right from wrong. Again, the study I posted where all the women in the study electrocuted the puppy to 100% maximum voltage because they were told to do so by an authority figure. Women on their own do not understand the difference between good and bad. Their brain chemistry does not allow them to do that. Just like my brain chemistry does not allow me to say I'm going to do something and then not fucking do it. Just like my body doesn't allow me to have a fucking baby, okay? And it's just like fire. Fire cannot think. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with fire. It means that you, as a agent, you as the moral agent, have to be responsible for what the fire does. Same thing with women. As I've said before, women are not agents. They are objects. Look at everything about feminism. Feminism, that fucking Emma Watson cunt. He for she. It's like women need equality and men have to do it for us. No, if women are agents, they can go get their own fucking equality. The fact that women need men to bring them equality tells us women are not agents. They are objects, right? Women need laws against what people say in the workplace to protect them instead of just dealing with it, because they are objects, not agents. Okay, women, and yes, all women fall into this category. I know I just made an argument about how not all women are like that, but all women are like this. All women, every fucking one of them, even the ones who are competent, they are not agents. They are objects. So when a woman shits on you, when a woman does the type of behavior that the virgin toes and the MIG toes point out and say, this is bad, I'm not saying I am saying this. I'm saying the women aren't responsible for that. The women get away with that behavior. The women engage in that behavior because they're allowed to. Because the men, there aren't many of us left in our society, but because this is our society, allows them to. They do not know right from wrong. So if you are burned by a woman, it's not because she's bad, okay? It's because you let it happen. Just like, if your house burns down because the candle was too close to the curtains, it's not because the fire is bad, okay? It's because you did not take proper precautions. It's because you did not exercise agency in order to make sure the fucking curtains didn't catch on fire. You marry a woman and she fucks somebody who isn't you and takes half of what you have, she's doing what comes natural to her, just like fire. Fire seeks out fuel and burns it. Women seek out money. They seek out resources and they spend them. They seek out alpha males and they fuck them. That is what women do. And if there's a problem with that from your perspective, it's not because of women. It's because you don't know how to fucking handle them. It's because you don't know what you're doing. Okay, speaking of handling women, I have to fucking respond to this girl right now because she is way fucking cuter than any of you are. And she's really fucking adorable. I'm sending a message to a girl. Everybody just fucking hold on to your panties, okay? Just deal with it. Boom. All right. Am I finished ranking on Virgin Toes? Let's see, I did nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I need a highlighter. Girls don't be flaky, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Virgin Toes. And again, let me drive this home a little further. Just because some of you are, well, all of you are, whatever. Some of you are saying, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, that would never happen. Me being accused of nothing. No, no, no. Let me explain. Remember! You know what's better than being me? Not a fucking thing. Remember at the top of this podcast when I talked about how I was blogging before blogging existed? Remember how I've talked about how I've been podcasting for almost 11 years before almost anybody knew what podcasting was? Let me explain something to you little fucking faggot MGTOWs. Excuse me, Virgin Toes. Virgin Toes. Again, I need to be specific with my words. Let me explain. And somebody somewhere said that, was it, I might have been Davis Arini. Arooney. I still can't fucking ever remember which is his right name. Sorry, Davis. I say this every time. I'm not trying to insult you. It might have been him who I read somewhere somebody had said that they thought... Oh, no, no, no. I think it was Matt Forney. Said that the next thing that would happen in the Virgin Toe movement is that they would embrace homosexuality as a way of rejecting women. Yes, she was nice. All right, she was going to pick. I just told her about what brewery I was in for, and she was going to say the same one. Great minds think alike. She has a great mind. She's really fucking cool. We have a lot of things in common. It's pretty scary. It's a little frightening. Perfect. All right, let me text. For the Virgin Toes, I'm going to text a girl. Just hold on. Remember the girls? Those are the ones with the bumps on their chest. Their hair smells nice when they have long hair. If she has short hair, she's probably a feminist. Stay the fuck away from her. That's a warning sign. God damn. All right, let me just confirm the time. And then, all right, Randy, how are we? Speak of time. Okay, good. Normally I'm upset when we're about to run out of time on the podcast, but now we need to get this over with so I can move on. Jeez, I didn't fucking get to any. All right, listen. I was blogging before it was cool. I was on the fucking internet. On the interwebs, 1999. I was podcasting before it was cool. I always say, you know what you're talking about. You know. No, no, no. Listen to me, you cocksucking motherfuckers. Listen to me, you little fucking faggot virgin toes who are sitting around masturbating while thinking about how much you hate women and all this other shit. Let me explain something to your dumb fucking asses. I was a virgin toe before virgin toes existed. And that's not bullshit. When I was in my mid-20s, I hated women. Hated women with a passion. You know why I hated women? And this brings it all around. When I say to you the reason you hate and fear women, and you do hate and fear, just like feminists hate and fear men, feminists hate and fear being feminine, you virgin toes, you hate and fear women, and you hate and fear being masculine. And I know this. I know this for a fact. This isn't a fucking theory. I didn't read this on the internet. I didn't get this from Donald Trump. I know this for a fact because I was just like that. When I was in my mid-20s, I was so fucking terrified of women. A woman could walk in the room and I would fucking piss myself. I had no idea how to talk to a woman. And again, anybody who's listened to my cast in a while, you know, I'm not the motherfucking player. I'm not Roosh. I'm not banging three different chicks every week by any stretch of imagination. Do I fuck up talking to girls? Yeah, all the goddamn time. But back in the day, when I was a virgin toe, before virgin toes existed, once again, I am always ahead of the curve. All you, whatever you want to bring at me, whatever you motherfuckers out there want to bring at me, I've already done it. I have already done it. Podcasting 11 years on the internet since 1999. Go fuck yourselves. I've already done everything you think you're doing for the first. I'm going to be a virgin toe. I hate women because all women are like that. Oh my God. Dude, I was fucking where you are 20 fucking years ago. That's how I know what your fucking problem is. That's how I know that everything you're doing here, again, not talking about the actual legitimate men going their own way who have the experiences, who have been made bitter by female treatment, who have seen things, who have done things, who have lived through stuff. I'm not talking about you. Okay, people who have sent, men who have simply said, no, women will no longer be the center of my existence. They'll still be peripheral to my existence. I will still have women like me. As I've said before, all of my good friends are all women. I have one good friend who is a man. All my other people that I consider my good friends that I would call up in the middle of the night for a ride, that I call up and say, hey, do you want to go out and get a drink? They're all women, every fucking one of them. But I was like you, virgin toes. There was a day when I hated and feared women. I hated women because I feared them, because I had no idea how to interact with a woman. It's just like the candle. I didn't know you don't put the candle next to the curtains and the house caught on fire. It's like women, if you don't know how to treat a woman, you don't know how to behave with a woman, if you don't know how women operate, the way they think, the way their minds work, if you don't have the balls to say the word no to them, if all that other stuff, then I understand why you are so afraid of women. And thus, I understand why you have so much hatred for them and why you say things like, well, all women are like that, and I'm scared of them, and we need to be MGTOWs! Listen to me, man. Get a fucking girlfriend. And then just learn how to fucking control a woman. And yes, I know the femistatists out there don't want to hear me saying that women should be controlled, but no, women have to be controlled. Women want to be led. Women want, again, real women, but the femistatists don't count, okay? Femistatists are not real women. You stay the fuck away from those whores. You stay away from those cunts, okay? Real feminine women want men to lead them. Learn to do that. Stop being a fucking virgin. Now I'm gonna go out and drink a beer with a really cute girl. Yeah. How's that?